Welcome to your 5 for today. From time to time I have thought, I hope I am never going to be a burden to anyone. Up until recently I enjoyed reasonably good health, for which I am grateful, but the question inevitably rises, is it always going to be like this? All around me the people I know seem to be living extremely busy lives, with responsibilities for children and older relations, and at the same time holding down demanding jobs. So I feel, as I have said, I don't wish to be a burden to family and friends, either now or in older age. However, I realise that this fine desire on my part might be something that might be taken out of my control. One Sunday last November, things suddenly changed. I found I could not do the normal everyday things that I always took for granted. I became immobile and dependent on others. I needed help and I needed someone to do things for me that I could not do myself. Overnight I was restricted what I could do and where I could go. On Saturday my leg became swollen and painful, and the doctor's surgery was not open at the weekend. On Sunday things were no better. I was advised to go to the accident and emergency department of the local hospital. Problems arose that I had not encountered before. I couldn't get a shoe on. I couldn't walk. So I certainly couldn't drive my car. Everything was suddenly different. I was so used to being able to do most things for myself. But now I seemed to need help in nearly every way. I couldn't manage the stairs without help. How was I going to get to the hospital? I called a taxi. It was extremely difficult and painful even to get in the car. When we got to the hospital, I couldn't walk into the A&E department. My wife had arranged for a wheelchair. I hung on to a wall before a porter eventually came to my aid. Then we sat in a large waiting room, waiting to be seen. As we waited, I realised how quickly my circumstances had changed from being an independent, able-bodied person to someone who at that moment was utterly dependent on others for virtually everything. I was used to being in control, but now I could hardly help myself. I was thinking that if I am honest, the reality is this, like it or not, I need someone to do something for me that I cannot do myself. This situation is so similar to becoming a Christian. I was needing help. I was incapable of finding this help myself. I needed someone to help me walk, to get me in the car, to push me in the wheelchair. On another level, we can feel disappointed with ourselves, needing forgiveness and to be at peace with God. It's also true that we need someone to do something for us that we cannot do for ourselves in a spiritual sense. So what does the Bible say? Well, it says, when we were without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. This is God doing for us what we cannot do ourselves. Again, we can read how this outside help has come to our aid because God has sent the Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Saviour of the world. We can only be saved by faith in the Saviour who loved us and died for us. The Bible emphasises that it's all about believing. Back in the A&E department, I was assessed by helpful, sympathetic nurses who called for a porter to take me to the huge treatment area. There were lots of patients with their anxious relations being attended to by extremely busy staff, doctors and nurses, trying their best to help me because I couldn't help myself. Up until now, I didn't know what had happened to me, what was wrong with me, and here were all these people who didn't know me trying their best to help me. As far as eternity is concerned, we can own our utter dependence on God who has done for us what we couldn't do ourselves. He provided a saviour for sinners, and a way back to God. Thank you for listening.